We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Beshalach, and the topic is Shabbos Shira. Shabbos of Song. And based on what we've been discussing, we have clarity, we have a deep understanding in this concept that we have a special song, Mizmor Shir, a song in honor of the day of Shabbos. At first glance, one has to wonder, what's the connection between that song and Shabbos? Why do we introduce the song and say this is a song for Shabbos, and then the whole song Shabbos isn't mentioned?
Virus database.
Uvema hu mizmor shir yom haShabbat. And in what is this the song in honor of Shabbos? Ela shehine kol tochen haMizmor hu haKara shekol hanagat haBorei hi tachlit haTov. What is the subject of the song? It's the recognition that Hashem is running the world and it is for the essence of good. What do we say? Tov lo dot l'Hashem, ulzamer l'shimcha elyon, lagid baboker chasdecha v'emunatcha balelot. How good it is to give thanks to Hashem, to sing to Hashem's name that's above, to recount Hashem's kindness in the mornings and Hashem's faith at night. Meaning, in the morning, we see Hashem's kindness. And even at nights, when we don't see it, we still have faith in that chesed. We sing how Hashem has made us happy with His actions, with His handiwork. We sing, a tzaddik flourishes like a palm tree. They gain in their understanding as they age. Shekulo mizmor shir la'anagat ha-borei. The whole song is focused on the way God runs the world. Shekula b'tachlit ha-tov. That God's running of the world is completely the essence of good. Ve'lachen ha-mizmor kulo hu shir li'yom ha-shabbat. And that way, that's why the song, the whole song, is this. The song of the day of Shabbos. Because this is the concept of Shabbos, as we've explained. All week long, man is bound in so many ways to the material, to the body. And what he sees all week are the things he has to contend with that week. He sees the afflictions of the week, the difficulties of the week. Ach b'Shabbos Kodesh, but when the Holy Shabbos comes in, mitna'er Yehudi mikol inyanei olam hazeh, the Jew can shake himself clean of all the issues of this world that he's had to deal with all week. Ve'az nochach, and then he faces with, ech shekol hanagat haborei tachlit hatov, how all of Hashem's guiding of the world is all the essence of good, ve'tov leodot l'Hashem, and how good it is to give thanks to Hashem. That is the essence of the song. So that's the concept that he's been driving home. That Shabbos is the day when we don't deal with the difficulties of the world. Shabbos is the day when we can get close to that good, to connect to Hashem, to leave the difficulties of the week. V'hinei ita shiv'at shebe'et amirat mizmor shir yom haShabbat. It says that when the Jew sings that song, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat, when we stand in shul and we say that chapter of Tehillim, that is when the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama of Friday night, Lel Shabbat Kodesh, settles into the person. Shehu Bchinat Nukva, uBiYom Shabbat Kodesh Hu Bchinat Ducha. Mekablim et hanshama yetera betfilat nishmat. At night, one gets the nefesh ruach neshama of Friday night, which is an aspect of the nefesh that's called the female aspect of the nefesh. And on the day of Shabbos, that's an aspect of the maleness of Shabbos. So then a person gets his neshama yesera during the prayer of nishmat, when he says nishmat kol chai tevarech et shimcha. And this is the greatness of the prayer of Nishmas. Kedita mirishonim shetzich lechaven ba bekol kocho. Like the Rishonim write, that when one says nishmas, one must have intent with all one's might. Kiva mikablim et ha'ara shel yom ha'shabbat. When we're singing nishmas, that is when we get the light of the day of Shabbos. Vegam al tefilat nishmat lechora lo muvan sheichuta l'shabbat. And at first glance, you read nishmas, it's unclear why is nishmas connected to Shabbos. Vaf lo muzkeret ba'shabbat. We don't even find mention of Shabbos in the whole prayer of nishmas. Ela shekol tefilat nishmat hi itzuma shel Shabbat. But the whole prayer of nishmas is really talking about the awesomeness of Shabbos. How awesome is Shabbos? Nishmat kol chai tevarech et shimcha Adonai Eloheinu. Veruach kol basar tefa'er uteromim zichrecha malkeinu tamid. So we begin Nishmas by discussing how the neshama of every living organism is going to bless Hashem our God. And the spirit of all flesh will praise, exalt the mention of our God forever. So we speak about the neshama of all living creatures and the ruach of all flesh. Hanshama ve'aruach. Vegam, we continue and say, ilufinu malei shira kayam. If our mouths were filled with song, like the sea, etc., en anachnu masbikim leodot, we would not be able to completely thank, we would not encompass the thanks that we owe. Kichol pelecha yode, for really every mouth must give thanks to you. We continue and expound how we must show our appreciation till we reach the point that we say, kol atzmotai tomarna Hashem michamocha. All my bones call out, Hashem, who is like you? Uvarchi nafshi et Hashem. And my nefesh, we've gone from nishamat to ruach, to my nefesh blesses you, Hashem. Kol tochen tfilat nishmat. What are we saying when we say nishmas? What we're saying is, sha'nefesh, ruach, unshama. The different aspects of life that run in us. Malgishim, they sense, shekol anagat ha'borei tachlit ha'tov. That everything in Hashem's guiding of the world is all the essence of good. Umitoch kach, omrim hem shira lefanav yitvarach. And out of this sense that Hashem is running the world and how good it is that Hashem is running the world, out of that we come and give song on Shabbos. We give song before Hashem. Song, Shabbat, Shira. The essence of Shabbos is Shira. Ukeshem shekabalat Shabbat shelil Shabbat Kodesh b'mizmor shel yom Shabbat. And just like the Kabbal Shabbos of Friday night is with the song Mizmor shel yom Shabbat, specifically the song of the day of Shabbos, kach kabbalat Shabbat shel yom Shabbat Kodesh, so too, in certain respects, we're accepting Shabbos again in the morning with the prayer of Nishmat Shezui Inyana Shabbat. That is the concept of Shabbos. Asher ba Yehudi b'itpashtut ha-gashmiyut, on Shabbos a Jew removes from himself the materialistic aspects of life, b'chinat neshama yetira. He goes into that realm of what we call that extra neshama. V'hu davuk b'Hashem yitbarach b'chinat neshama v'ruach, and he bonds with Hashem, blessed be He, with the aspects of neshama and ruach, shemitoch kach hum suga lomar shira. Out of that bond, he is capable of giving song. Bivchinat ha-malachim ha-omrim shira, like the angels that give song, mashen ken aguv shemagish rak et machova ve'no suga lekach le'agi le'madrigat shira. The body senses pain. The body deals with the difficulties of day to day. People promise him they'll show, they don't show. People say they do something, they don't do it. Every day has its difficulties. The body has to contend with the difficulties of life. Shabbos were like malachim. What do malachim do? Malachim give song. What do we say in the blessings after Nishmat? In the end of Nishmat? How the angels give song, how we'll give songs. Shabbat Shira. So we we were discussing Shabbos and the aspect that Shabbos is sung. Shabbos, every Shabbos is sung. The song is what brings Shabbos in at Friday night, and the song is what brings Shabbos in Shabbos day. Shabbos is sung. The song is a person being able to remove himself from the difficulties of life, the difficulties of the week, being able to connect with Hashem on Shabbos without dealing with life's difficulties, seeing that Hashem is running the world. All week long when we deal with difficulties, so it's hard to see that Hashem is running the world. On Shabbos, when we stop dealing with the difficulties, then we see beyond the moment, we see Hashem's eternal guidance of the world. V'Shabbat Shira, and this Shabbos, that's a Shabbos that's called the Shabbos of Song, Hibchinat Shir Kaful. This Shabbos is a double song. Sheyesh ba hin etzem ha-bchina she-shira she-hayta b'kriyat yamsuf. We have in this Shabbos that aspect of song that was in the splitting of the sea. Al yedei ha-kriya me'oreret et hazman. What we say is that when we read parts of the Torah, that arouses things within that time. So when we read of the Jews singing when they crossed the Yamsuf on this Shabbos, we read of Am Yisrael singing. So that arouses something in the time. So what's aroused is that revelation. Just like on this Shabbos we read about how they crossed the Yam Suf and even the maids were able to see beyond what the great prophet Yechezkel ben Buzi saw. So too, if we're reading that this Shabbos, so it has an impact on the time here, today, now. We have potential to reach greater heights on this Shabbos. And we add to that that aspect that the Shabbos itself is a day of song. Shabbos is a time when the neshama, the ruach, the different parts of a Jew, they sing song before Hashem.